Part 3. Now turn to Part 3. You will hear some advice on how to decorate your bedroom. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Is your room still painted in those kids' colours your parents chose? Do you still have shelves full of teddy bears and toys? Then maybe it's time to redecorate your bedroom. First of all, you should clean up the place and put things that you don't need anymore into boxes. Don't be afraid to throw away your old toys, although it's better to give them to a charity shop. But don't throw out any furniture without asking your parents first. When you finish cleaning up, push all your furniture to the middle of your room. This will help you to imagine how much space there is and what different positions you could put things in. Draw a plan of where you would like each piece of furniture to go. Then decide what the best style for you is. You could have an environmental theme or a sporty one, whatever you like. It could even be a rock or pop music room. It doesn't matter what style you choose. The important thing is that you focus on one main style. Now it's time to start decorating. Keep your room personal and comfortable. If you can't buy new furniture, then be creative with what you have. Paint your desk a different colour, put your shelves on a different wall, and put up some new posters. If your parents can afford to buy new sheets for your bed and new curtains, make sure you let them know what colours you prefer. And when it comes to painting your bedroom, be careful to choose the right colour. If it's too bright, it might give you a headache, and colours that are too dark could be depressing. Soft colours are the best for teenage bedrooms. They will help you relax after a long day. Many designers also recommend having a small sofa or a big armchair in the bedroom. A cheaper idea is to put a couple of big cushions on the floor. Put them in one of the corners where you can sit and read a book or listen to music. Now, if you'd like more tips on how to decorate your bedroom, go online and check out our website.
Now listen again.
Is your room still painted in those kids' colours your parents chose? Do you still have shelves full of teddy bears and toys? Then maybe it's time to redecorate your bedroom. First of all, you should clean up the place and put things that you don't need anymore into boxes. Don't be afraid to throw away your old toys, although it's better to give them to a charity shop. But don't throw out any furniture without asking your parents first. When you finish cleaning up, push all your furniture to the middle of your room. This will help you to imagine how much space there is and what different positions you could put things in. Draw a plan of where you would like each piece of furniture to go. Then decide what the best style for you is. You could have an environmental theme or a sporty one, whatever you like. It could even be a rock or pop music room. It doesn't matter what style you choose. The important thing is that you focus on one main style. Now it's time to start decorating. Keep your room personal and comfortable. If you can't buy new furniture, then be creative with what you have. Paint your desk a different colour, put your shelves on a different wall, and put up some new posters. If your parents can afford to buy new sheets for your bed and new curtains, make sure you let them know what colours you prefer. And when it comes to painting your bedroom, be careful to choose the right colour. If it's too bright, it might give you a headache, and colours that are too dark could be depressing. Soft colours are the best for teenage bedrooms. They will help you relax after a long day. Many designers also recommend having a small sofa or a big armchair in the bedroom. A cheaper idea is to put a couple of big cushions on the floor. Put them in one of the corners where you can sit and read a book or listen to music. Now, if you'd like more tips on how to decorate your bedroom, go online and check out our website.
That is the end of part 3.